Hi there, everyone. This is Black Women with Other Brothers podcast. This is your podcast for Wednesday, April 8th. I am your hostess, Dee Dee LaFrac. Our topic today is, who's the protected princess? Black Women with Other Brothers started as a social experiment back in the year 2012. It was based on mainly a pink color therapy experiment I started in San Francisco in the year 2005. So I brought my pink color therapy platform to an interracial community that I created. And I also blended very strong boundaries and a focus on mental health and satire. I'm all about the humor, satire, pink color therapy. So that's the history of the Black Women with Other Brothers nonconformist swirling community. And today our topic is, who's the protected princess? That page is on Facebook currently. And yesterday, I was at a site, a page that I followed, past tense. And this page was about delicate Black women. That's the only reason why I followed it. And a photo came up of a woman in a beautiful flowing white dress. And she's sort of like on the ground. And she's near a horse. And on top of the horse is a man with a hat on. And my comment was, she should be sitting on the horse. Well, you would have thought I slapped somebody's mama because I brought up the fact that she was not in the protected princess position, although I did not say that. And I don't believe in debating. I delete, block, or if I'm at someone's page, I'll say my piece, and I won't be vulgar, and then I'll leave. And by the way, all Black Women with Other Brothers podcasts are 10 minutes and under. So let me just keep going really fast since we're at 2 minutes already. And it really made me think about what's going on in African-American communities with role reversal, which is directly correlated to our 60 years of mass fatherlessness. You know, fathers are allowed to abdicate their families without very much shaming. And it's now normalized that women are in, a lot of the time, a masculine position. So I think it made some people uncomfortable that I pointed that out. Now, she had on a flowing white dress, a beautiful, delicate dress. And where I'm from, and how I was taught, I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm middle-aged. I was socialized in a failed patriarchy, which is a divorcee community. Majority of the households were ran by divorcees. So I was socialized to see women basically doing the man's job of being mom and dad and being a childhood satirist that I never agreed that that was normal. I never went along with the gaslighting that, yeah, women should be more masculine and manly and not be protected princesses. So I was raised seeing women basically lead horses while either the man was on top of the horse or nobody was sitting on top of the horse and she's leading the horse. And I think that was triggering for some people. So I brought that photograph to my page and opened the page up for discussion. I didn't title it, Who's the Protected Princess, which I should have. I just said WTH and a emoji, a perplexed, questioning looking emoji. And I was really pleased by the response. Although the boundaries are very strong in my community and I don't give anyone a platform to drag me or, quote, school me, unquote. I like preaching to the choir, basically. I'm not here to change anyone's mind about anything. I'm not here to debate, argue, fuss. You know, that's too stressful. Brings up the cortisone. That's really bad. Stress is bad for you. And I've had enough trauma in my life, losing my best friend, soulmate husband a few years back and two sisters in 1 year. So I have a very low threshold for the stress of debate on social media. Of course not. So a lot of women agreed that the male was in the protected position. I mean, can you imagine a picture of Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip, you know, the Queen of England. Can you imagine her leading the horse while Prince Philip is sitting in the saddle on top of the horse? No, you cannot. It's so normalized that black women are not protected that some people actually got uncomfortable, and people were coming to the page to try to insult, but the page is heavily moderated, and people are not given a platform to do that. So their comment might stay up maybe a couple minutes or not long. The comments are always gone. Here's the deal. You can't change somebody's mind about how they were socialized. The only thing that's going to break that is therapy. Therapy is very important for women from single-parent households or from fatherless communities, so you can sort of break the chain of absorbing the toxic role reversal. In all other cultures, a woman, when you look at family photos, she is seated, and the husband or the father figure is standing above her with his hands on her shoulder, or the children are standing around her, and mom is seated. But in African-American communities, mom is standing while the sons are seated, or the baby daddy is seated, or the husband is seated. The role reversal is so lopsided. It's sad to see. Now, ladies, the only thing you can do is look out for you and yours and make sure that you are the protected princess. How can you do that? If you are around men, and if you notice they sort of hang back and don't want to be masculine, or expect you to do masculine things like plan the dates, or voluntarily they expect you to pay for the dates, or they expect you to do things that are not feminine, you've got to reject that mindset. Me, I have not paid for a date. I have not paid to go out on a date with a man in my life. When I am around men, I am definitely in the protected princess role. And if men don't protect me, they are not in my life. Ladies, have you heard that old saying, you can do bad by yourself? Do yourself a favor. Look at some of your family history photographs and see, where is your mom? Is she standing in the photos or sitting? Who's standing? The person who is sitting is the protected person. They're the princess. Now, back to this photograph, the guy's on top of the horse. He's got a sun hat on with like a little sullen smirk, and the woman looked beautiful, but she should have been standing, sitting side saddle on the horse, beautiful white dress, and you could have seen the dress better because she'd be elevated. And the male leads the horse. Can you imagine a photo with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's on top of the horse, and he's being led by a woman? No, you cannot. Could you even imagine a photograph of Denzel Washington on top of a horse and he's being led by his wife? No, guess what? Denzel would be leading his wife. So make sure you are always in the protected princess position. Wherever that's at work, don't take the masculine role. In your family, sit down. Let your children stand around you. Be the protected princess. Protect yourself, princesses. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening to this podcast. The Black Women with Other Brothers podcast will be coming to you Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And as you see, no music, straight to the point, under 10 minutes, coming to you on tape from beautiful downtown San Francisco. I am your hostess, Dee Dee Russell LaFrac, sexist, womanist, bohemian trophy widow, and creator of Black Women with Other Brothers. Bye, princesses.